I still haven't made sense of that, it's very disturbing. Elena, do you think, they were originally enemy Greys, that were coming to tell you that they want to turn to the light, or where they actually want to give a lesson or and torment you to punish you to have been involved? X, yeah that's the two questions, because I was looking at them and my first sense was, stop king us, we want to come to the light, we see that we cannot win that. There is no you guys, kick ass, like oh yeah I'm riding a dragon, you do not want to come up against that thing loves snatching up little things like that. And that was my first sense of it, but then you've just been tormented by these things for months and you're like this is just another alien deception. 121, Elena, yes, Lyco, we are nice, stop doing this. Because finally we, you know, we're all thesome in light love and peace and we don't need to fight. You know, that really sounds like adception. X, I'm sure once I get my QHTT session, it'll all make sense. Laughter, it's necessary. My point is, we're powerful, we're human. We have to work together, we're in wartime, this is what it feels like. We be very grateful that we're not seeing it on this on the streets, as my forefathers did in World War II. My father came from Berlin, Germany, he saw, he was there D-Day when they dropped the bomb. So I know how lucky we are to be going through this and know, that people are readying to save your life out there, you know, that there are protectors and guardians out there, that are saving a lot. They're doing a lot for us. So just be grateful and project the light into the grid, project the love into the grid, dance, enjoy into the grid and assist this transformation. This is the greatest moment in history and we get to be a part of it. And I'm very grateful and honored to be flying with everybody right now. This is amazing time. Elena, what an amazing message to humanity, privileged to be here in this time to serve humanity, to serve Earth and not forgetting that we are more powerful than we have been made believe. X, creative imagination and dreams have been infiltrated, all sectors of humanity have been infiltrated and inverted. It's to dismantle the old and let go of it. I'm human and I struggle with it all the time just like everybody else out there, but we've got to do over here. And if I can ride dragons and chuck lightning bolts to save the planet, what can you do? You can do all sorts of things. There's hidden treasures within these gossamer threads, spiraling through our DNA that are coming online now. We're killing these handcuffs. We're inverting these handcuffs owner codes and we're going to come back online hard. And there's going to be a lot of people doing some magical things, and that apostrophe s dot move into that, move into the delight in innocence of the childlike mind, the star child if you will dot it's a very real innocent divine space, and we can still be the warrior and strong within there. We can balance this equation to come back into harmony. Because once this operation's done, we're going to be healing each other, you're going to be petting your buddy's skin, saying everything's going to be okay, you're going to be nursing ourselves back into health and seeing this profound light come through the natural world. And our systems of nature returning, already the systems of nature are returning, you know, from this last years of sitting in our room. It's amazing. Elena? The unbelievable resilience of life and this is on many on all levels, life on all levels, be it from nature to spirit isn't it? How do you see the future? X, I see an amazing future. It's hard to tell with the timelines shifting in this sector of space right now that we're in, but I've seen a few visions of liberation. There's an image I visit often, so after the operations are done, the humans open their heart. There's just such joy and excitement of liberation. The entire world is dancing and people are flailing their hands in the air and smiling, and light pouring out of our hearts in columns of light going up into the grid traveling around the world and boom, we're unified, we're free all. There is no lack, the abundance is there, it's all coming, it's all there. And this is galactic, this is not just for our sacred beautiful world, this is galactic. Elena, absolutely, we are galactic beings. We are in this galaxy, we are part of it as well. You know this vision you just described. This is a vision I had to a few months ago of people dancing in the street, shouting we are free, it's over they are and embracing each other. And so many other people had the same vision and wow. X, and also on that note is how powerful those energetic emails are. We've become addicted to computers in our phones, which takes away from our natural computer our natural telepathy which is far faster. The Wi-Fi is free, it's always on and I've been sending that memo of that dancing out since 2012, and I know of thousands and millions of people who've had that, 122, inkling of that image. Just how powerful that vote that dolphin bubble of light and love into the world goes out and reaches many. So use it. 123, the 17th of February 2021, clearing some new age-emish conceptions about aliens. Hi everyone. A quick one to tell you about my opinion concerning all the rumors and misconceptions and crazy theories going on in new age spiritual groups about aliens. I'm an experiencer, I do not pretend having my knowledge from downloads or stuff that coming to me from nowhere. I was physically on board ships, I physically met aliens. So anything I'm talking about it's from first-hand physical interactions. Now, I know a lot of you are looking for guidance. You know, the best is to follow your heart, to really follow what you're feeling about stuff. Don't try to find out what you can get from yourself. What I mean is, people who have really experienced contacts physically listen to them. Then there are a lot of crazy stuff going on, that you can see. Like messages like an essay, people are writing essays like they've got messages which are very pompous and always say the same. I'm not going to go there, but I have noticed. I say usually nothing, but I want to tell you a few things, that I'm not okay with, because I think it's misinformation, and it spreads wrong ideas, and it makes of these people who believe in these fools, regarding to grounded and reasonable people. So first this one. I hear a lot about this. Earth is not flat. Any people who believe in it have been manipulated by, it's very you know, the deep set is trying to dump us down and to spread confusion in the spiritual groups and just spread stupid stuff, then people just get lost. And this is really dumb this one. Earth is not flat, Earth is round. It's a planet and all planets in the universe are round. Planetoids which are smaller maybe a little bit of rough shape, nothing is flat. It's the laws of gravity. It's law, it's universal laws, and I mean that is quite mind-blowing, that at the time we're sending a spaceship into space, that we are into quantum physics and stuff and discovering other dimensions. People are still believing this. Their planet is flat. You know, there's a lot of extraterrestrials who are laughing about that, about the people believing the flat planet. So please stop. So this now, this the Galactic Federation of Worlds, that's a federation of worlds in of this galaxy, which are evolved enough that they know interstellar space travel. That means that they are able to leave their solar system or stellar systems, is the same thing, with inhabited flights to other solar systems. So these people are different races and they have an outpost in our solar system to help us. They have special laws of non-intervention which are based on the free will of all species and all living beings. They are called the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Federation of Worlds, and the language it's Oran-Anatarushariwik means the Federated Worlds of this galaxy. It is not Federation of Light. That's an invention from Earthlings who don't know and who think that they of course, they work for the light. They don't work for the light, they work for balance, for the laws of evolution. And balance is mad off large light and dark. So they protecting all species, they're allowing all species the best environment for their evolution, but they will not assassinate the dark, disable the dark, because it's dark is necessary for the evolution of any species consciousness. As well as light. So they are not calling themselves the Galactic Federation of Light, but the Galactic Federation of Worlds. So that's another one. Jesus is not either part of it, either leading it. I heard a lot that there's a guy, an entity called Aidsnander, that's the name of Jesus. That's all invention. I mean, Jesus wasn't a standard master, he has great. His spirit is still helping humanity. But he's nothing to do with aliens and the Galactic Federation, even if he was a hybrid because his mother was abducted, but that's another story. But that Jesus has nothing involved with the Galactic Federation. Neither angels, which are supraconsciousnesses of the Earth. 124. Ashtar is a title, not a person. The Ashtar, called Chiron, doesn't exist, it's a fantasy. There was in the 1970s a hijack of a TV program in England by a certain being, called Vrilan. These are from the outpost of the Ashtar Command in our solar system. Who are they? They are a military faction from Sirius BB who have left the Ashtar Alliance, which was hijacked by reptilians and greys. So they are not interacting with people on Earth. Their mission is military protection, they work for the Galactic Federation. And the Galactic Federation, as well as the Andromedan Council and the Council of Five, are the three entities who are in charge of communicating with the civilized world. The Ashtar Command is just a mercenary military force, working for either of these alliances. So they do not connect with people. That's wrong. So since this Ashtar Vrilan had spoken to give a message in 1970s, many people have started fantasizing on communicating with this being, inventing many names. Many women think they are his girlfriends, that they meet him. That's all dreams and fantasy, that's not true. And some unfortunately not very well inspired people are spreading these beliefs on internet. And either well even they've created a kind of a portrait, which is, I'm an artist, and I think it's very, very cheesy. This pastel portrait with a little hoop here. I mean, the Ashtara people are from Series B, they are not looking like us, they are small, they have a triangular face and big huge eyes. They're not looking like this portrait. So that's one. Venus. The Venetians are not Earthlings. There are many different colonies and outposts on Venus related to the Council of Five and the Galactic Federation of Worlds. They are all aliens. There are no people from Earth there. So as they are all aliens, what I want to talk about Venus is religion. There is no Christians on Venus. So few people have taken Venus propaganda for Christianity, like they believe in Jesus and God and stuff that's. No, they are aliens, they have nothing to do with Earth ancient religions. If they have a belief, it's the belief in the universal force and your universal consciousness, which is Source. They do not believe in Earth prophets. It's not their culture. So many people who believe that Valthor, which is from planet Venus, Naru, is Christian. Not at all. It's a misconception. It was Frank Strangers who used the myth of Valthor to spread propaganda pro-Christians taking this, but this is not the case. This is what I believe regarding to my knowledge, regarding to the people I physically meet and what they really tell me. So I hope this helps. Have a nice day. Follow your heart, follow your intuition, follow your common sense. 125. The 26th of February 2021. We are all equals. Message from Thorhan. Hi everyone, this is a message on behalf of Thorhan, my contact from the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the man who rescued me when I was a child, and with whom I communicate very often. There is a topic that is very keen about, and he asked me to spread again this message. These people from other worlds, working for us, with us, guiding us, part of a Galactic Federation air not superior or better than us from Earth. They are just people like us, and the only difference is that they are born somewhere else. They have a different technology, different cultures, but they are just people like us. Maybe they don't look like us, maybe they speak different languages that we don't understand. Maybe sometimes they communicate in different ways, they use different tools, different vehicles, different energies to power their technologies. But somehow they're beings like us. We're all equal in this universe, in this galaxy. Whatever the level of evolution of the world, that doesn't make us inferior. A child on its path of learning will not be inferior as a being, than the adult who knows a little bit more and has more experience. The child in the process of learning will be equal as a sovereign being to the adult, who follows its steps and guide them with a loving heart, holding hand in the trails of life, paying attention that the child stays safe. And even if the child tumble, the adult in love will allow the child to fall, because the adult knows, it is part of the learning. That doesn't make the adult a superior being. It makes the adult another equal being. That is a different task. Thorhan insists that you do not put him on a pedestal. Thorhan is an able being from planet Terrain the Pleiades, and even though he looked different, if he looks different he's not different in situ all of us. Do not try to idolize him as a galactic super being, you would like so much to communicate with him. He's just a person, a normal person, an officer in a military organization. Hi's not a guru, he's not all-knowing wise. And neither is Anax. So you wanted so badly to escape to a condition of slave from the deep state. It is not to fall again into another state of slavery, putting yourself as an inferior being, willingly regarding to people who have different technologies, that you don't understand. Your ancestors were doing that, because they couldn't understand. They were putting these beings as gods or superior beings. It's not because you don't have the elements to understand that technology that you are inferior. You're just ignorant, and that doesn't mean you are inferior. Ignorance and knowledge doesn't make people inferior or superior. We're all equals. I do not know about the secrets of this science or this other science on Earth. This doesn't make Mesombody inferior as a state of being than the scientist, who will have studied all his life, to have this knowledge to gain this knowledge. No, we're equal as beings, free individuals, and so are we on Earth equal, equally free sovereign individuals as these alien beings from other planets, who air above us. Considering this aspect and this perspective, we understand that we are not inferior as slaves to Thegras and reptilians, who have superior military forces and technology. We are not inferior to Themas beings. Inferior in technology, when it comes to war, but not inferior as sovereign beings. We're not superior as them as well, we're all equal. So quitting a system such as the deep state, to put yourself again on your knees, adoring worshipping beings, that are different is to willingly put yourself again in an abusive emotional position as a slave. Valthor told me, we cannot unfortunately liberate a slave who holds onto his chains. Don't put yourself on your knees in front of a government or religion. Even New Age gurus. I mean in these groups now. Everybody wants to, 126, be free from the deep states. Brilliant. So they are going to find answers outside instead of finding them inside. Why are you joining these groups? Spiritual groups on social medias, who are putting you as an inferior worshipper. You're waiting for this knowledge and you're going to take everything word for word, and all the prediction and you're going to create a dependence, putting yourself in an inferior position. That's not what our allies, our galactic family wants. They want us to stand up for ourselves. You know in your heart what is right. So this my message for today on behalf of Thorhan. He precisely asked me to tell you this. Stand up on your feet. It is now time that you do not kneel anymore in front of anything or anyone. It is time, humanity, when you step into your own power. Victory. 127. The 3rd of March 2021, High Commander Ardeana, Galactic Federation of Worlds. High Commander Ardeana, in one of the orbital stations of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, Elena, I am going to channel for her to pass a message that she wants to pass. She insists that it is a channeling, not telepathic. And after her message and I will stay in communication with her telepathically, Thorhan is nearby as well, and she will answer your questions. Ardeana, I am addressing to the people of Terra. My name is Ardeana. I am High Commander Supervisor of the Military Station of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, addressing to you tonight. I have been longing to pass this message since quite a long time. I have been watching you. I am in charge of commanding the armies, who work alongside with your armies, what you and I have named the Earth Alliance, the alliance of our two species, working together. We are helping you clearing the filth underneath your ground. We are helping you clearing your skies from ill intrusions. We are in a good way. We have been doing this since very long time. And since very long time we have been watching you. We are not only the watchers, we are the fighters, the guides, the helpers. Since our attention was brought to your little world at the fringe of this galaxy, we have been putting our forces, well, some contingents to help you avoid a fatal outcome. The and Andromeda Council had foreseen your bad misfortunate future, but they are not warriors. So they brought our attention to you. We are now helping you. We have warned you several times, never have you listened. Now you cry, but we are still here. We're not giving up on you. This is a war that has started not by us, not by you, but by a very, very dark alliance, the Nepu from a very far away zone. You call it Orion, we call it Oana. This alliance is an alliance of six malevolent species, all of the constitution that you call Greys. We call them and they call themselves Nepu. They had an eye on your planet since very long time and they tricked you, as they tricked many worlds. But we were there to help you, to give you the choice and the balance, because we go by balance. We are not working for light, we are not working for dark. Understand this. We work for balance and justice. Dark is a destructive force, light is a creative force. We work to preserve the balance between both, that the balance is right and just, that life strives in the good way of evolution, your evolution. Now it is a war and my message today is about trust. Trust that we are here. We have been heroes since many decades of your years, fighting for you. All our personnel on our four stations in your solar system are all far from their families. Many of them have died to save your civilization, because they felt the call of duty in their heart. For us what you call death is just the decoperation. We come back. We are eternal as you are, don't forget this. Noise in the transmission, interferences, this is not surprising. In this war the enemy, the Nepu and Chakor are working, to keep you enslaved to their will, to lock down your frequency into a level that is equal to them and a bit lower. They do not want you to evolve. You were more advanced before they arrive, you were more high on your evolution. They brought you down. We are working to wake you up. To put in front of your eyes what needs to be put, that you see it and that you wake up. We are here to help you. Sometimes help hurts, because it is for a greater good. Because once you wake up, as you do, you are above them, the Nepu, the Chakor and all their allies, and you rise your frequency, and you are free. And we are helping you in this liberation, and your enemies who are our enemies as well, these enemies have understood that now you see it. The great awakening of your species is unstoppable, it has passed the threshold, and now they are frightened. The Nepu and the Chakor are frightened of you, you all who listen to me. They are there, 128, one who fear, not you. They try to mind trick you. Forget about them, think about you. They try to distract you by many ways. They have recently started to tell you that the Galactic Federation of Worlds is your enemy. And that the alliance of the Nepu is your savior. This is their last chance. They try all their tricks, all their weapons, and the best weapons are mind control, distractions, fear. They're frightening you, they're spreading confusion. And this I wanted to tell you, do not listen, follow what your spirit feels is right. To follow. Are the Nepu spreading love? Are the Chakor spreading love? See what is happening. The Galactic Federation of World is working for you, with you, we are your allies. It is war and propaganda against the opponent, is a common thing in war. The Nepu are very very talented in mind manipulation. It works but it will not work long, because the truth always comes and we will work for this. We have speeded up all our tactics which I will not disclose. I will just say this, all the technology we have been given to you and that has been retained by the Dark Ones, who control you, this technology is now being liberated and you will have access to this technology very soon, because the Nepu and the Chakor are losing. Consider they lost already, but this war is not over. We've liberated your satellite. More needs to be done. We are still fighting in space and under your ground. This war is on many levels, not only physical, it is psychological also and spiritual. 3. It always goes by 3. My message for tonight was to explain this to you very quickly, but mainly to tell that we are your allies. We always were and we will never give up on you. I have now spoken. I will redraw this communication to answer questions via telepathy. I am your friend. I am a woman. My heart feels for your children and I will never give up on them. You have my word, you have my heart. This is a promise and this will be done. I salute you. Keep faith. Elena, she disconnected. Eliza, it really comes through the type of passion that she has for us and how much they do for us, that we're not aware. So right, the idea is that people understand that the Galactic Federation is here to help us, and if there are any channelers or people that are spreading any other message, then it's time to not listen to them anymore, obviously, because it's not the truth. It's not the truth, and I was explaining, and as Thornan has explained to me many times, it's a war, and the first thing in war you're going to discourage the troops of your opponent by telling them that their allies are bad. So I have a question for her. She talked about how the Galactic Federation of Worlds, they work for balance. My question is, how do they know when there is this balance? Is it like energy, like the energy is felt, or how? Ah, Diana, we know it by our senses. It is a measure that calls for action. We also, when a species is threatened, it is disbalance when the course of evolution is not respected and outrage is done to our population to stop their evolution. This is disbalance. This is how we know. A war is necessary to create a dynamic, to trigger a fight, a response, and this is evolution. This wouldn't intervene. But when a highly civilized species goes and come here a world that is numbered, this is not balance. So we need to do something. Elena, I see waves, like waves of light, like when you know Schumann resonance, it's like that kind of drawing. I see like holographic a bit. Thorhan, that's how we measure the balance of space continuum, fabric of cosmos. We see from far, when there is a strong disbalance somewhere in the galaxy. The whole galaxy is a living being, conscious, and when there's disbalance it's like a pain, and this instrument measures it. Eliza, we had heard from Annex that Orion was worse than Earth. So are they also involved in helping Oano as well? 129. Ah, Diana, the Council of Five takes care of this. We cannot come in the Orion zone, this will start a war. We don't know if we can win this one. The Council of Five does it differently. We can stay in the outskirts of the Nebu zone. If we come inside, the forces of Oana are much superior to ours. We do not attempt it. Eliza, how does she like doing what she does? How long has she been doing that? Ah, Diana, I've been doing that since a long time. When I was a young girl I was an officer for the Galactic Federation, and I loved my work so much that I worked very hard. She has an emotional moment. I met someone, I encountered my husband, we married, we had a daughter, and then he did in a war against the Chico. He's held prisoner and they killed him. This is why I decided to become war chief and revenge him. I worked hard and I became high commander of an army. This is what motivated my ascension into the grades of the Federation. Now when I see that something is wrong, I can't wait to help and save lives, because there are husbands, spouses and children, and I wish that no more couples would be parted. This is why and how I came to be who I am today, Eliza, but it also shows everybody the kind of sacrifice that these people are doing for us, and I want her to know that people on the chat, they're so thankful for her. I want her to know that we do appreciate it immensely. Ah, Diana, thank you. I will do anything for you. This is my duty. Eliza, and I hope I'm here as an envoy, doing the same. So we're here to help as well. Ah, Diana, that's what why you came. You are the ground army, you decided so. You are helping as much. Many of you die as well in this war. This will soon be over. You are all fighting well. Your first enemy is fear and confusion.